This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New use of mapping technology is identifying dangerous climbing patterns in southern Colorado. Custer County Search and Rescue responds to incidents in the 14,000-foot peaks west of Pueblo. Longtime member Cindy Howard says mapping their mission data highlights terrain traps and other critical information.
For search and rescue, it helps us with our mission pre-planning. We know where certain things happen.
Howard says problems often occur when climbers get off route after reaching a summit, especially if they're alone. She says it's crucial for backcountry users to have good navigation skills, acclimate to high altitude before climbing, and carry survival supplies. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper once again had a hand in helping Senate Democrats reach an agreement on their massive climate and tax bill. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper suggested the idea of a 1% excise tax on companies' stock buybacks. That may sound very in the weeds, but it helped Democrats thread a narrow needle and secure the final vote they need to pass the bill. It helped meet the changes requested by Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema while still keeping the broad outlines of the deal leadership made with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, including deficit reduction to the tune of about $300 billion. This isn't the only time Hickenlooper has been credited for keeping Democrats' ambitious policy package alive. He was also instrumental in keeping communications open with Manchin on the bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. It's 2:06 this hour, more Science Friday.